She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. And we are so excited. We have Margaret Paul of innerbonding.com. And today we're talking about why do I turn to food and other addictions to help manage my painful feelings. We're going to be talking about the six steps of what you can do to not do that and how you can take responsibility for your feelings. So, Margaret, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, you know, I think the people say all the time, like, don't eat your feelings, right? Like, that's kind of a thing people say, like, oh, or they actually joke about it and they say, okay, I'm just eating my feelings right now. And they kind of joke about it. So where does this usually come from? If somebody kind of uses food, let's pretend that that's their area where they are struggling with. What are some of the scenarios where you've sat with people and you figured out why did they choose food to be able to heal their pain or block some of those emotions versus why someone else might choose alcohol or someone else might choose drugs? Have you kind of dialed that in at all?
Yeah, it usually has to do with what was happening as you were growing up, how you saw your parents avoiding their pain. People who saw their parents using alcohol or drugs or overwork or pornography or whatever it was, they have a tendency to do that. If their parents use food to avoid their feelings, or if their parents use food as love, like many parents do here, you know, instead of giving them love, they give them food, they give them a cookie, they give them junk, and that's supposed to be love. And so people learn to use food as love and to fill up with food to avoid feeling their painful feelings. And the other thing is that most of us had no role modeling as we were growing up for how to learn from our feelings rather than avoid them or indulge them in any way.
So you have created a six-step program to help people to help not have them not do that. So they're not using food. So I'm going to give you a scenario for me. I would say I have two scenarios. I feel like I've done a good job of working through, understanding, you know, one of the things for intermittent fasting that I love is it teaches you what hunger is. So because I'm fasting and I'm not snacking, I'm waiting until my stomach growls and I know I'm hungry, and I'm using food for true stomach hunger instead of heart hunger via my feelings. But there's times that I can still recognize. I was just thinking about it the other day. I hate flying. I don't know why. I just have never liked it. It's not that I have a fear of it. I don't like it at all. I don't know what it is. And so a lot of times we take first class because I hate it so much. And so they serve food on first class. And the food is terrible, by the way.
That's fine.
When I'm not hungry, I'll be like, if I eat this, you know, it'll make the time go by a little bit faster and at least it'll make me feel a little bit better. You know, I kind of do all these kind of rationalizations when I'm flying. So that's one area that I can think about right now that I'm kind of using food. So what would you suggest that I did?
Okay. So imagine you're on the plane. Imagine you're sitting on the plane, you're flying, you don't like it. And take some deep breaths inside. Use your breath to get you inside your body and scan your body and notice what you're feeling when you're on that plane and you don't really want to be there. What's the feeling inside?
I think sometimes I think, especially if we get turbulence, I'm going to get, you know, I kind of make all these lies in my head. Like, if I don't eat something, you know.
Okay, what's the feeling? What's the feeling? Tune into the feeling, not the thought, the feeling.
I think it would be just, I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know what the feeling is there.
Is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it numbness? Is there a sense of emptiness? Something's going on inside. Tune into on the physical level. What's happening inside on the physical level?
Yeah, I would say just, I guess it would be anxiety of just right. Feeling like, oh, I don't want to be here.
Right. So breathe into that feeling. And that's step one of inner bonding, of the six-step process. And step two is you breathe into your heart and you open to learning about what the feeling is telling you. And as part of that, you open to imagine you're an older, wiser part of you, your higher self, and imagine that higher self. And you invite in love and compassion and strength and wisdom and courage and truth into your heart, breathing that in. And that's what we call creating the loving adult. And now go back into that sense of anxiety. You don't want to be there. And now ask yourself, what are you telling yourself that is making you feel some discomfort? What are you saying to yourself?
Yeah, I would say probably if the lie that I would be telling myself is, if I eat something right now, I'll feel better.
Okay. So that lie is coming from a part of us that we call the wounded self. This is our ego self that's been programmed to think that food is going to make you feel better, which it does for the moment, but it doesn't do that in the long run. So you have, how old do you think that part of you is that says, if I eat, I'll feel better?
I think that's been going on since I was probably 12 years old. That's probably right. How long it's been going on.
Yeah. So things happened at 12. Where you learn to use food to feel better. You learn to use it addictively, because anything we use like that to feel better becomes an addiction. So it doesn't sound like that gets tapped into very often, but when you're on the plane, you just want to feel better. And so you'll turn to that you learned to do when you were 12 years old. And so that now...
I want to say something that you just made me think about, because when I was 12, my mom got remarried to my mom and dad got divorced, and my mom got remarried to a guy that I did not like. And he actually was an alcoholic and he was just mean, and I didn't like him at all. And so I think, you know, you just asking me that question is now making me recall, okay, when did this start? Because I was always very, very thin until I hit about 12 years old. And that's when I feel like I started using food to heal some emotions that I had. And my mom got remarried to this guy that I didn't like. And it just was, for a long time, it was me and her, and we did everything together. And now here, this stepdad came along, and I didn't really realize until you just asked me that question, how long has this been a problem?
Yeah.
Because I think that can trigger someone to figure out, where can you go back to?
Yeah, that's right. And but see, you're using the word food to heal, but it didn't heal. What it did is it helped you avoid the pain. That's what addictions do. They help us avoid pain. They cover up the pain, but they don't help us now learn from the pain. So your discomfort on a plane is something to learn about, rather than cover up with food. And now we're learning about it. You see, you're learning that, oh, at 12 years old, I learned to cover up this anxiety or discomfort of this man that's now my stepfather, because I didn't know what else to do. And maybe there was nothing else to do. But now in the inner bonding process, you realize you're telling yourself this lie that food is going to make you feel better. And it's a lie that may have been true then when you were 12, but it's not necessarily true now. So now that's step three of inner bonding. We're going in, we're exploring. In step four, again, imagine being in a beautiful place in nature with your older, wiser self, like a part of you 500 years older than you are, your higher self. And you're there maybe sitting at a picnic table with your higher self, and you say, is it true that food is what will take away this discomfort? That food is what I need to do. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Okay. Then you ask your higher self, well, what would be loving? I have an inner child in here. That's my feeling self. She's feeling uncomfortable. She doesn't like being on the plane. I want to be a loving adult. What would be loving to her? What can I say? What can I do that a loving adult would do? What would be loving to her rather than just stuffing her feelings down with food?
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love. But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs, and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second, and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in waste away for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now. Let me share another feeling that I know makes me, my first reaction, and I have to combat it, is I want to eat right now. So I have a company and we build a lot of software. It's a real estate company, but we're now in 20 states and we have a lot of real estate. We have a lot of software that we've built in-house to make our systems, you know, better. And the web department, I love them. Like, they're wonderful people, but they drive me absolutely batty because they'll tell me something will take a week and it'll end up taking 3 months to do. And it just costs more and more money and things will break and stuff like that. And so I feel completely helpless because even though I have my degree in math and I actually have a minor in computer science, I can't write the code. Like, I'm not, and I don't, I could if I really wanted to, but I don't have the patience to sit there and start, like, you know, coding web development stuff. And so because of that, I have this overwhelming sense of helplessness because now, I have these.
Now, let me help you with that, okay? Because probably a similar feeling that you had when your mother remarried. You were helpless over the situation. And it's probably a similar feeling you have on a plane, because we're helpless on a plane. We have no control. And helplessness is one of the hardest feelings to feel. There's a few feelings of life. You see, there's a bunch of feelings we cause when we judge ourselves or we ignore our feelings or we act out addictively or we make others responsible. We cause our anxiety and depression and guilt and shame, feelings like that. But there's these feelings of life, which is helplessness over others, grief at loss, heartbreak over people being unloving and lonely when we can't connect to people. Helplessness over others is one of the hardest feelings to feel. And that wounded part of you wants to cover that up with an addiction. But let me help you with that right now. And so I want you to put your hands on your heart, left hand, and then right hand over. And I want you to breathe into the helplessness that you feel when your staff is not coming through. They say a week and it takes 3 months. Breathe into the feeling. And I'm going to tell you what to say. That feeling is coming from your inner child, your little girl inside. And I'm going to tell you what to say to her. And you say it after me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, I'm right here.
Honey, I'm right here.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
I know you felt very alone when Mom remarried and we didn't like this man.
I know you felt very alone when your mom remarried and you didn't like this man.
And you felt very helpless.
And I felt very helpless.
And there was nobody there for you then.
And there was nobody there for you then.
But I'm here right now. I'm all grown up.
I'm here now and I'm all grown up.
And our higher guidance is also here.
And our higher guidance is also here.
So we are being held in love.
We are being held in love.
And I'm holding you in love.
And I'm holding you in love.
And I understand how hard this feeling of helplessness is.
And I understand how hard this feeling of helplessness is.
And I'm going to stay with you until you're ready to release it.
And I'm going to stay with you until you're ready to release it.
And when you're ready to release it, I'll say, I give this to Spirit, and I ask for peace and acceptance in return.
And I ask for peace and love in return.
Okay. So this is what you do when you're feeling that helplessness. It is an existential feeling of life. It's going to come over and over again because there's many experiences that make us feel very helpless. We are helpless over others. You are helpless over them. You cannot make them do what you want them to do, but you're not helpless over being present with that feeling. And that's way more important than stuffing it down with food.
Yeah. And I think like even having like some things that you kind of write down, you know, where you can say like, you know, emotional hunger can't be filled with food. So it might feel good in the moment, but the feelings that trigger the eating are actually still there. And now if I eat this food, I'm actually going to feel worse than I did before because of all the unnecessary calories that I've just consumed. Then I'm going to beat myself up for, quote, not for eating when I'm not hungry. And so then it gets into this vicious cycle. So kind of having some of these things to say to yourself, and just kind of reminding yourself, I'm going to be compounding the problem.
Yes.
Unless I learn healthier ways to deal with my emotions is really important.
Yeah. Now realize that you understood you were feeling helpless over these people, but you didn't quite get that on the plane, you were also feeling helpless. We do feel helpless on planes. You know, we're not flying the plane and we don't know what's going to happen. And it would be helpful for you to name the feeling and say, yeah, we feel helpless on a plane. It doesn't feel good, but I'm right here. I'm with you. And Spirit is with you. You're not alone.
So one thing you just helped me realize, and I've never realized it before this call, actually. And, you know, people have asked me in the past, you know, what caused you to have an emotional relationship with food when you were younger? And one of the things I always said was my mom, when we were younger, and she was a great mom, but she would always say, if I came home and I had a bad day, she would always say, oh my gosh, you had a bad day? Let's go to Roya Rogers. I don't know if you remember that restaurant. It had like the fried chicken and it had salad bar, and she loved the salad bar. So we would get like each get a salad bar and each share like a piece of fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And or we would go to a place. It's funny, the two places I remember are like not even in business anymore, I don't think. One's called TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And she'd say, let's go to TCBY and get a yogurt. And so I just always remember that. So in my mind, the reason why I always had an eating problem was because she always was rewarding me with food. And so in my mind, that was kind of my happy place. Like if I wanted to go to that happy place, it was food.
That's
but
right.
Now that you just, what you just did is, I think, so powerful. You said, when do you think this problem first happened? And when you asked me that, it triggered me to go to that 12-year-old spot. And then when I realized it was 12 years old, well, what happened at 12? You know, my mom got remarried. So I think, how does someone else, like listening to this podcast, would that be the question you would ask? When do you first remember? How do you get them to pull that out of them? Because you pulled that out of me so easily.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, if people want to learn to do this, they can go to our website at innerbonding.com and take a free inner bonding course. There's a free 7-day course where they can learn to do this for themselves. I mean, obviously, I facilitate people in this, you know, all the time. I've been doing this for 55 years, so I know what I'm doing. But, you know, the other thing I wanted to say to you is it wasn't just your mother remarrying. It was also your mother using food as love. You had a bad day. Let's go eat. And so you were primed to use food. Now, so was I. I was primed to use food in my growing up, and I had a huge eating problem as a young adult until inner bonding came into my life. And I started learning to take responsibility for my feelings in a much more loving way. And now for many years, I have had no eating problem at all. I never use food to avoid my feelings. I just do an inner bonding process. And then I don't want to use food. I'm delighted to be able to learn from my feelings. And so you tuned into the 12-year-old because you were open to learning. And what I did with you is have you breathe into your heart and open to your higher self and then go in and see what was happening. And it makes it very easy to tune into when did this start? That's not always the question. There's many questions we can ask ourselves. And that's what will happen when people learn and practice the 6 steps of inner bonding.
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantal Ray, and save you some money there.
So one of the things that I would say that one of the top things that people do is they stuff their emotions, like we talked about, and eating, I think, can be a way of temporarily silencing or stuffing down those uncomfortable emotions like anger, fear, sadness, anxiety, resentment. So it's really a lot of times a numbing, like a numbing feeling. But one of the things that people have to realize is that it really, if you think about how short of a time that it numbs that pain, it numbs the pain for probably about 4 to 5 minutes. Meaning, like, let's say, okay, I'm stressed, I'm angry, I'm feeling upset. Okay, I'm going to run and get that cake and I'm going to eat it. And the average time that takes is about 4 minutes. And then once you're done eating it, you then get a different sense of emotions. And now it didn't cure any of the feelings that you already had. So for me, with the web developers, I'm still feeling completely helpless. It didn't change any of that. But now I'm feeling, I don't physically feel good because I wasn't even hungry and now I'm eating this junk.
And you're judging yourself. You're judging yourself, which is a form of self-abandonment and will make your inner child feel even worse.
Yeah. So I think realizing, okay, if I do this, I'm going to stuff these emotions for 3 to 4 minutes at best. And then it's going to make the emotions so much worse.
Right.
Like doing that self-talk out loud. Do you feel like that helps people to be able to say that to themselves?
Yeah, and that could be part of what's loving to themselves, is to say that. There's many things that can be loving to ourselves in any given moment. And if that's what helps you, then that would be loving to yourself, to say that to yourself. There's many loving actions we can take depending upon the situation. And so that's why this is a fluid process. It's not like something is written in stone. This is what we say. It's a fluid process where we open to our higher knowing and ask, what would be loving right now? I do this all day long. What's loving to me right now? What's in my highest good right now? What would a loving adult do right now? And then I do it. And so that may be one of the loving things that you can do for yourself and maybe many other people, but it may not be the only thing. It's just that we need to tune in any given moment to what would be loving to us in that moment.
Yeah. And I think that if you don't know how to manage your emotions in a way that don't involve food, you won't be able to control your eating habits for very long. And the reason why diets fail is because you have to have a conscious control over your eating habits. And if you don't, what happens is, what I see people do is that they, like, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, when someone says it, I like get so angry. Because so sometimes people say, well, if you're sad, then go eat carrots because, you know, it's not going to be that many calories, or go get celery or something that's like low calorie. And it's like, no, this is still a huge problem. You're still in your mind, you're still saying, I'm sad, so now I'm going to cover up that sadness with carrots. And then what's going to happen is, for not for long, you're going to be like, well, the carrots didn't do it.
That's right. That's why this process is so powerful, because it's not about avoiding. It's not about covering up anything. It's not about numbing out. It's about learning. It's about learning how we're treating ourselves and what we need to do so that we feel loved inside. We feel full inside. Inner bonding is about learning to bring love in from spirit and fill ourselves with love. When you're feeling any kind of, you know, anything less than peace and fullness, what that inner child needs is love, not food. And most people don't know how to bring that love inside. But love is way more satisfying than food. And like I said with me, at this point, I love my inner child so much that I would never put anything in this body that is not healthy for her, because I love her too much to put anything unhealthy in this body, which makes it very, very easy to eat really well, to not eat very much, and to support my health, because I want my inner child to live in a very healthy body. And you couldn't pay me to put unhealthy things in my body. And also, I don't want to cover up my feelings. I want to learn from them. And so even if it's a carrot or a piece of celery, it's still covering up your feelings rather than learning what they're telling you. Our feelings generally tell us whether we're loving ourselves or abandoning ourselves. And if you're judging yourself, you're abandoning yourself. If you're ignoring your feelings and covering them up with an addiction, you're abandoning themselves. If you're blaming other people and making somebody else responsible, you're abandoning yourself. And most of the feelings that we get are from that self-abandonment. And then there's the feelings of life, like I said, which we need to lovingly attend to. But when there's the anxiety or depression or guilt or shame or anger or aloneness or emptiness or jealousy or envy, these are feelings we're causing by our self-abandonment. And by doing inner bonding, you learn how you're abandoning yourself that's leading to that emptiness or that anxiety or whatever it is. And you don't need food. You need love to fill that up.
So good. So tell us some questions that you can ask yourself to kind of get to a deeper place.
Yeah, the questions are, what am I telling myself? How am I treating myself? What am I doing or not doing that's causing these feelings? That's what I had you do. What am I telling myself? How am I treating myself right now that's causing these feelings? Those are the questions to ask when you're open to learning, when you really want to know how you're treating yourself, when you really want responsibility for the fact that you're causing the feelings.
So good. Well, this has been amazing. Tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
Yeah, so they can go to innerbonding.com, and there's so much information there. I have many courses. I work with people. We have trained facilitators. We have a wonderful facilitator program. I have 12 published books. The recent one is Lonely No More, The Astonishing Power of Inner Bonding, that will teach people the process. I have free podcasts. I have a masterclass that I do every other week that's really helpful for people. So there's so many ways that people can learn this process, learn to love themselves, and completely change their lives.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing. You guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.